Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long in studio, and it's part of our Inside the Draft feature, and is brought to you daily by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. Charlie, we've talked about this before. You know, those first three players are all going to be quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Now some people believe Drake will go before Jaden, but it'll be those three. The big question mark is where J.J. McCarthy fits into this, because there'll be a team that I think will trade up in the top five for J.J. McCarthy, but which team will be that way? Will it be the Vikings? They have the ammunition to do it. Will they move up? Some speculation about Denver. I don't know how much ammo that they have unless they're willing to trade away Patrick Surtain. I don't see that happening. But listen, if Sean's desperate for a quarterback, he may go that route. I think the Vikings are the most likely team to move up because of two first-round picks here. And what happens once those four quarterbacks come off the board?
Okay, so let's break it down. We'll start with the top 10 picks. The first three off the board are obviously going to be Caleb Williams, and then we both think it's going to be Jaden Daniels going number two to Washington. Caleb will also go to the Bears at number one overall. And then at number three, we both also expect that the New England Patriots will be taking Drake May, another quarterback for their future. To your point about Minnesota, Mike, for those that don't know, Minnesota traded back into the first round to get a second first-round pick with the Houston Texans, sending 2 seconds over to Houston. So now they have not only the 11th overall pick in the draft, but they also have pick 23. That is pretty good ammunition to move up to that top five spot. It's a matter of this point of which team they move up with. Once again, those top three are basically set in stone. So the one team that could potentially take J.J. McCarthy, if he falls to them in that top 10, that like just
would
shines,
be the Giants.
Would be the Giants at pick six. So to do that, as you mentioned, they have to hop the Giants and get a top five pick, whether that's moving up with the Chargers, who are at pick five, or moving up with Arizona, who's at pick four. Now, we'll talk a little bit about it. Arizona's already got pick 27 in this draft. So for a team that needs a lot of pieces to rebuild that roster,
I think
it's pretty interesting that they could potentially get not only that 27th overall pick, but they could also get pick 11 and pick 23. So they would have three of the top 27 picks in this class. I think that makes a lot of sense. At the same time, if you're Arizona, do you take that route instead of taking Marvin Harrison Jr., the star receiver from Ohio State, probably the top prospect that's not a quarterback on the board? It would make sense either way for me. I think if you're Arizona, you have to at least consider moving down. Same thing with the Chargers. They're in a good move down spot. If they move down from, let's say, 5 to 11, we both think that Jim Harbaugh wants to take a tackle, an offensive tackle.
I think that's always been how he's built teams. If it's been in the NFL or in college football, he's built with guys up front. He's at the owner's meeting. First thing that comes out of his mouth is, man, I believe in building in the trenches.
So the draft starts at pick four, my opinion. So yeah, because if, you know, Minnesota trades up to pick four and they take J.J. McCarthy and the first four players off the board are, in fact, quarterback, you have to sit long and hard and think that you won't take Marvin Harrison Jr. at pick five if you're the Chargers, just based off of their current wide receiver core. Like,
and
that is,
I had to play that cat twice.
Yes, there's familiarity.
I know him. And so I've had to go up against Marvin Harrison Jr. three times. So I know how good of a wideout he is. But again, Jim is always – he's kind of got the Greek theory. Okay, you know, the Greeks settled this years ago, so to speak. That was a George Young comment that, you know, if you got a chance to pick a really talented big man, a really talented smaller guy, you go with the big guy. And that's been Harbaugh's philosophy basically through his entire coaching career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're looking at the Chargers at pick five. If, in fact, you know, the Cardinals do stay pat and they say we want Marvin Harrison Jr. and we'll still pick at pick 27, they don't need three first-round picks in this class, I would totally understand it. But then you're at the Chargers at pick five. I mean, what do you do at that point? Do you trade down? I think you do. I think that that's a good spot because even if you don't get Joe Alt, who would probably go at number seven to Tennessee, that's where he's mocked a lot. Like, that makes the most sense to me. They took Peter Skoronski last year, played him at left guard, and then you bring in Joe Alt, and you got your left tackle. You got the left side of your offensive line locked down for the next decade, right? And that's just kind of how we see it. They can still get a top-tier tackle, whether that be, you know, Olufoshanu or Talisa Fuanga or maybe even Troy Fautanu if they want someone a little bit more versatile at pick 11. And then at pick 23, they can probably get still a really solid receiver option, maybe A.D. Mitchell from Texas later on. So it's a good spot for the Chargers to be in. I could see them trading down, Mike.
Also, too, that, I mean, nobody tells you the truth today, so to speak, about who they're really interested in. Is there a team there that is really interested in Malik Nabers? Because I think he becomes a bit of a wild card here. They've got some people on their draft boards who have Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison Jr. Do they feel as though, hey, listen, if Harrison goes off the board at four, you know, and somebody makes a move here with the Chargers, is that next move Malik Nabers possibly even going to Tennessee?
I think
because
if Joe Alt,
if Alt's, even if Alt's there,
you think so? I don't know, Mike. I think,
man,
that,
I gotta help Will Levis.
No, I understand. You paid a lot of money to Calvin Ridley in the offseason. You already have DeAndre Hopkins. I would understand potentially adding Malik or even Rome at that point if you are, you know, the Tennessee Titans. At the same time, their offensive line is so bad.
It's bad.
It's so bad. So I think that you do have to take the best tackle available. And at the same time, that might be the best prospect available. Mike, you have Joe Alt as your fifth overall guy on this big board. So if he's there at pick seven for, you know, Tennessee, that's not only the best player available, but it fits a clear need for them.
And what's funny is their GM at the owner's meeting, and again, sometimes what they tell you is not exactly the truth. They do lie. I hate to break it to you, but it is the truth. He talked about what will you be looking for in round one, and he said a playmaker.
Okay.
Okay? And so, man, that has opened up the door. What is he thinking? Is he thinking maybe that the Chargers keep that pick and pick Joe out?
I think that would almost be best-case scenario at that point, especially if, you know, Minnesota does, in fact, trade up to the fourth overall pick with Arizona, because then Marvin Harrison Jr. is there at pick six for the Giants. And then you can take Malik Nabers at pick seven.
Because if Harrison's off the board and so is JJ, the Giants are going to pick Malik.
Oh, yeah, clearly. There's no doubt about it. I think that especially, you know, with how this top 10 is going to shape up, it gets a little bit more interesting after the top seven, I think, because at pick eight, I feel like the Falcons, it's not being talked about enough that they could be in a trade down spot.
I think that. If I'm them,
you're taking Dallas Turner. I understand. Like, you stay put.
No, here's my thing with that.
Okay.
If there's a team looking for a specific player, and that's always the case, you fall in love with someone.
Of course.
If it's an offensive lineman, or if they feel as though Roma Dunze is going to get picked by the Bears and that's who I want, I might decide to trade back three, four picks. get me an extra selection and end up with either Dallas Turner or Jared Verse with that pick, and I get an extra selection.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's a, once again, the trade back spot for the Falcons is not really being talked about much. We've almost penciled in Rome Odunze going ninth overall to the Bears after they take Caleb Williams 101. It just makes the most sense for me, at least. Like, maybe you could take an offensive lineman, but I still think that Rome Odunze, getting him, you know, your quarterback of the future and a stud receiver on a rookie contract makes a lot of sense. But to your point, if a team maybe in the teens really likes Odunze and they want to jump the Bears to get him, that would be the spot to do it, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. And again, for Atlanta's, how much of a gap do you have between Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, and Latu? How big of a gap? Because if you're asking who's the best pass rusher, okay, not the best all-around player, who's the best pass rusher of the three?
People give different answers, Mike.
I think most of them will tell you Latu. Now, again, he's got to pass the physical part for me.
Latu was medically retired at Washington before he went to UCLA.
He flunked a couple of physicals. Not just one, a couple.
Latu is not the most athletic of the bunch.
He's the technically best.
He is the exactly correct. He's the guy that really scares you from a technician standpoint. I really like Laiatu Latu. I think that he probably falls a little bit. I would be surprised. Maybe,
Rams.
You know, like say
Rams.
Yes, the Rams make the most sense for me at pick 19 if he falls down that part. I think that LA runs to the podium and they're super excited about the pick. Jared Verse and Dallas Turner, we've both kind of expected to go
close between the two.
In the top 15 picks, I would say. Maybe even the top 13. So you're looking at maybe, you know, if they don't have that big of a gap between Dallas Turner and Jared Verse, maybe they do trade down to the early teens. If, let's say, I don't know, like 13, Oakland or the Raiders want Rome Odunze. I'm just kind of spitballing right now. They move up and go get him. I think that to your point about the quarterbacks, Mike, it's interesting to see what happens after those top four come off the board, because where does Michael Penix go and where does Bo Nix go? I still think that they're both first-round picks. So, I mean, maybe there's a lot of buzz about Bo Nix going to Denver.
I can't see that where the Broncos sit.
They're
now
at 12 right now.
I can't see picking him 12. I really can't. But there's always one pick in the top dozen or 13 that's, you say, what? He got picked that high? I remember when John Ross, who's, man, he could run, but he couldn't catch the ball well.
Yeah.
He got picked in the top 10, and we're sitting there like, what? How did this happen that he gets picked that high in the draft? And then at the 10th spot with the Jets, because I think if you're trying to appease Aaron Rodgers, and I think they are, then they go on Brock Bowers here. But if you're looking into the telescope instead of the microscope, you might take a look at an offensive lineman here, because Tyron Smith, I mean, he's not the youngest guy in the world. Now, he's still good when he's healthy, but he's had some injuries. He's in his 30s, not quite the same guy. And you may get a chance to pick here the second best offensive lineman in a really rich class.
So the thing about the Jets that intrigues me, Mike, to your point about Tyron Smith, it's not just Tyron. Morgan Moses is not the youngest guy in the world either, and he's slotted to be their starting right tackle. If either one of those guys gets hurt, the Jets are in big trouble. They're in big, big trouble. So I think that they still go offensive line here. I know that this is the first kind of spot where we're thinking, okay, Brock Bowers could be the guy, right, for the Jets. And I could see that being the pick. But I still think that where the Jets are on the offensive line, you saw how banged up they got last year up there. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was down in the first four plays of the season.
And that wasn't that's a non-contact injury.
It was a freak injury. Yeah. But if their offensive line gets banged up again, an Aaron Rodgers coming off of that severe injury is not going to be comfortable back there, Mike.
Yeah, and so then I think from 10 to probably 18, 19, that's when the run's going to happen on offensive linemen.
Definitely.
Where you're going to see Fuagu get selected, J.C. Latham get selected, Olufoshano get selected, Troy Fatano, who I'm a big fan of. Charlie, I told you this. If Troy was a 6'5" offensive tackle, he would never get to 10. he would not get to 10.
Fautanu's awesome, and I think it's his biggest strength is definitely his versatility. That he can play multiple spots on the offensive line. That is a plug-and-play guy. If you have a need, and that's why I think Fautanu may not be the best offensive lineman available at pick 10. Maybe you have Fuanga or Fashanu higher on your list, but for a Jets team at pick 10 that they've dealt with so many injuries on the offensive line, Fautanu makes a lot of sense. It's kind of an underrated spot for him.
Yeah, and he's always played on the left side. He's played a couple games at left guard, but really played most of his career at the left tackle position. Right. He's the most technically sound of any of the linemen in this draft class who play tackle. The best. Now, he's 6 foot 3 3/4. If he was 6 foot 4 3/4, he would never get to 10.
No.
Never get there. But some teams have a certain deal. You got to be a certain size, height, that sort of thing. But just watch the guy. Ain't nobody beats him.
So just recapping our kind of discussion here, Mike, the top 10 picks are really fascinating. We know 1, 2, 3 is going to be quarterback. And then 4 and 5 are kind of where the draft starts.
That's the hot spot.
Because that's where someone's going to try and trade up to go get J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan, whether it's moving up with the Cardinals at pick 4, and then Arizona gets 3 first-round picks from Minnesota if they do that, or you know if it's the Chargers moving down from pick 5. Either one makes totally sense to me. And then you move down. At that point, you're looking at the Giants. If no team does move up, they're taking J.J. at 6. If not, they're going wide receiver. At 7, we talked a little bit about receiver or offensive tackle for the Tennessee Titans. At 8, the Falcons could be a potential move down spot. That's something to keep an eye on. If not, they stay put and get the best defensive player available. At 9, Roma Dunze, once again, like that makes the most sense to both of us that he goes the wide receiver from Washington to the Chicago Bears. And then at 10, that's the first landing spot for Brock Bowers that makes the most sense. At the same time, I still think they go offensive line.
And that's a lot of them. And I think,
yeah.
And the run starts 10 and beyond. The run starts on offensive tackles, and they're going to peel off real, real quickly. That's our Inside the NFL Draft segment. It's brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.